USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump winding down his Memorial Day after placing a ceremonial wreath at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president then traveling to Fort McHenry National Monument in Baltimore and telling Gold Star families,
"Our debt to you is infinite and everlasting. We stand with you today and all days to come, remembering and grieving for America's greatest heroes."
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo wants the federal government to provide hazard pay for frontline workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. While speaking on the deck of the USS Intrepid, Cuomo says it's our way of showing appreciation for those who showed up.
"It's a way of saying thank you. We understand what you did. We appreciate what you did."
Cuomo taking some heat from healthcare workers who were sent to New York as they're now going to be required to pay state tax. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
On this Memorial Day, there's still that ongoing debate regarding how to slowly and safely reopen our country. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling Fox Business the Trump administration and governors across the country are doing a great job in getting things reopened.
Thanks to President Trump's and our governor's historic response to this, we have to and we can get back to work, to school, to community, to engagement, because it's not an issue of health versus our economy. It's actually an issue of health versus health. By being locked up in our homes, there are very real health consequences. We have hundreds of thousands of fewer cancer screenings and treatments going on. We have less preventive services. Those are real, discernible, immediate health consequences that have to be considered just as much as the spread of this disease has to be considered.
The stock markets are closed today in observance of Memorial Day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A new study by the Nuclear Threat Initiative and Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security found that the United States was the best prepared nation to deal with a pandemic. The study appears to contradict claims by Democrats that the Trump administration had the country ill-prepared for the coronavirus pandemic. A charity sports event called The Matches in the Books, after raising over $20 million for COVID-19 relief. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more on the story.
Rain had threatened to dampen what was billed as the Match Champions for Charity at Medalist Golf Club in Florida Sunday, but the rain did hold off, and golf star Phil Mickelson and NFL quarterback Tom Brady were pitted against golf legend Tiger Woods and retired NFL QB Peyton Manning. In the end, it was a putt by Tiger Woods that secured the victory for the retired QB and the leader in PGA Tour wins. Manning telling reporters later,
"Knowing that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times, it was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish."
Manning said Mickelson even said he was nervous about the whole thing, but that raising the money was what made it worthwhile for him. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.